producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Well, a very, very energetic night tonight. Decision 2016 is underway, and we are grateful that you're with us. It's Kevin McCullough from New York. We've got a lot to get to tonight, and we've got an all-star panel that are going to be with us to help break down the next generation of election results. So there's going to be a lot of people talking about a lot of different angles on this. And if you watch other channels, you're going to get a lot of older perspective. But I am really excited about what we're going to have for you tonight, because I want you to look on your screen. Everybody on this panel is under 50 years of age, and we're going to tell you what we believe from the very young focus that the elections are going in the days to come. Now, those of you listening by radio, you can't look at your screen unless you go to thebingethinker.com and click on the TV feed. You can do that at no cost. But coming up on tonight's big broadcast, we've got Steve Dace, a talk show host and contributor, Salem Media Group out of the Des Moines, Iowa area. He's a kingmaker in the Iowa elections. We've also got Kaylee McEnany, Marjorie Clifton, Alicia Krauss, and Frank Morano all scheduled to be with us in the next couple of hours as we delve into some of the big stories that we can already break down for you on the election night. In fact, here's some of the stories that we're watching for you. Hillary Clinton has been called the winner in Nevada. They're actually still counting votes, but there's enough from the exit polling that we know that she scored about a 5-point win in a very contested contest, far more contested than what people expected it to be. Also, we can report to you that Fox News and other networks have called Donald Trump the winner in South Carolina tonight, again, underperforming what his poll numbers showed in the final week leading up to that. If you're a reader of the Kevin McCullough website, TheBingeThinker.com, you knew that on Friday. I told you that exactly what happened tonight is, in fact, going to happen. And then the other story that we're watching for you is that Cruz and Rubio are battling out for second place, and that's going to go down to the very latest portion of the evening. What does a lot of it mean? That's what our analysts that are going to join us tonight are going to do. That's why we've got a campaign veteran. And almost every person that's joining us, they've either worked for campaigns, advised for campaigns, or studied them very, very carefully. And so I'm very proud of the lineup that we have for you tonight. But I want to talk to you a little bit about my thoughts on tonight. Nick, you can bring that over to more on me directly if you want to. Because here's what I think is going to be very interesting. In the next 24 hours or so, my anticipation is that what you're going to see is a lot of discussion of how there's now an invincibility to the Republican outcome. There's going to be a lot of people saying that you're not going to have, it's going to be indisputable, that the history of the Republican Party, and it is in fact true, has always said that when someone wins two of the first three races in the party, that they go on 100% of the time to win the nomination. Now, that may very well happen again in this go-around. But let me proffer a couple of reasons why it might not. The most significant one is this. There are far fewer winner-take-all primaries in the Republican race this go-around. You have a lot of races that are proportional by not only a congressional district, but sometimes the popular vote. So in Iowa, even though Ted Cruz won, Donald Trump came in second, Marco Rubio came in third, Trump and Rubio walked away with the same number of delegates as one another because their percentages were close enough to each other that that was in fact the case. Tonight in South Carolina, for example, Donald Trump may overwhelmingly win the popular vote, and he could do that in some heavier areas around, say, Charleston, the lower coast of the South Carolina map, where you have more dense population. If he wins by a larger margin there, he could win the popular vote overall. But he could, and he could also win almost all of the delegates in South Carolina tonight based on the idea that if you win congressional district by congressional district, you're going to get more votes. But the other thing, but another idea is also true, that if Rubio or Cruz are taking some of these congressional districts, even by small margins, they could walk away with almost as many delegates as Mr. Trump has won tonight. So it could be a huge night for him. It could be just a marginal night for him. And if the popular vote in South Carolina is close tonight, and we don't have any final numbers to report to you yet, but if they end up being rather close, you're going to see proportional delegates coming out of South Carolina. We have one other breaking news story I want to get to you right up here off the top of the bat, and this is going to change the race big time. This is breaking news here on Decision 2016 on Saturday night. What we've got here is one of the six has now dropped out of the race. Just moments ago, Jeb Bush said to his supporters in South Carolina, some to tears, and he got a little choked up about it by on his own, said that he was out of the race, and that is most likely now going to impact the changing dynamic of the votes that he would have taken in future races, particularly in a race that's coming up in Florida, where he probably had hoped to have a breakout moment, win perhaps his first state, and maybe have some sort of launching pad to go forward. It doesn't look like that's going to be the case now. It looks like what's going to be the case is the favorite son of Florida will be Marco Rubio. This should boost him in the Florida turnout. The Kasich, Bush, Rubio portion of the Republican primary, that's kind of been considered the establishment corner. It looks like they're starting to solidify. Who this helps and why, we will have to wait and see. However, we do not have final vote tallies in tonight, and it does look like this neck-and-neck race for second and third place, in which I believe just literally before we went on the air, it was the order of this, Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and then everybody else was insignificant. Those were all above 20%, by the way. Everyone else was 10% or under at that time. So that's it. Now, we're also going to take your calls tonight at 800-340-3373, 888-340-3373, not 800, 888-340-3373. Your thoughts along with the experts as we go through. And at the top of the hour, my good friend Mike Lindell is going to be back with us because, hey, what goes better with politics than pillows? At least on an election night. We will see. Like, maybe there are some campaign managers that have headaches tonight and they really need a good night's sleep. My pillow is the way to go. You've heard me talking about it for the last 2 years. I've gotten the most incredible sleep ever. And we have a surprise for you. We have a surprise for you. Mike Lindell comes bearing gifts, and you want to know what they are? You got to listen at the top of the next hour because he's going to tell you exactly kind of special he's got for you. And it's going to be a limited time. In fact, we want you to take advantage of it tonight before time runs out. So just be looking for that. Mr. MyPillow, Mike Lindell, our special guest here on election night. I'm excited about our guest lineup that we have straight ahead because the man who joins us in the next segment has been – well, we both work in talk radio all week long. In fact, on our flagship station here in the New York area, I do drive time in the afternoons, and he does evenings just a couple of hours after me. But we're very simpatico in what we've seen in the electorate so far and what we have been predicting would be the outcome of some of the races. In fact, we were scarily accurate. We were slightly apart in just minor differences in Iowa. We both really, really nailed New Hampshire. And we both said tonight, I saw his predictions about 2 hours before the polls closed, and I had posted mine online on Friday. But we both called tonight fairly closely that Donald Trump was going to continue his fall he had. And if anybody reads this as anything other than that, they're just not telling the truth. He was at 44% in South Carolina the night of New Hampshire. If there was another 4 days in this race in South Carolina, Donald Trump would have lost it. But he was able to get a little bit of help from the Pope this week, and Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio look like they've been held off for this race, at least anyway. The next big contest, Nevada, will go to caucus next week, and then the week following that, you've got the big Super Tuesday contest that will include a lot of Bible Belt states and some more in the Midwest and the Northeast than they have had typically in the past. But that's all straight ahead. Friends, it's a big night, and I hope that you'll stay with us. We've got continuing coverage all the way up to 11 o'clock Eastern, and we are grateful to have with us on the broadcast tonight, coming up, Mr. Steve Dace, the incredible Kayleigh McEnany from AboveTheLaw.com, Marjorie Clifton, a former Obama advisor and president of Clifton Consulting. You see her on with me on Fox News quite a bit. Alicia Krauss of the Salem Media Group of Los Angeles, and Frank Morano of the Salem Media Group in New York City. He is an advisor to the Joe Piscopo Show in the morning, also the John Gambling Show. And in fact, he will be doing local coverage of these very stories tomorrow morning on our flagship here in New York, AM 970, The Answer, and look forward to his perspective on some of these things as well. So again, the big headline tonight, Hillary Clinton, a big winner in Nevada, Donald Trump, a big winner in South Carolina, and Cruz and Rubio now battling it out for second. We will continue our coverage of election 2016 when we continue.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, live from New York, Kevin McCullough on an election night. What we have very interesting playing out in South Carolina right now is an actual drama of sorts. This is where it's going to get really interesting tonight. Steve Dace is not able to join us because he has been summoned to a very important phone call that may have something to do with the outcome of South Carolina. So when he does join us, he is going to have some breaking information that will be fresh. Nobody else will have it. It'll be an exclusive. So instead of going out to Iowa, we're going to stay right here in New York City because Frank Morano of the morning show on AM 970, The Answer, with Joe Piscopo. Yeah, that Joe Piscopo, Saturday Night Live. Also John Gambling and his own broadcast of the Frank Morano show Sunday mornings on AM 970. He'll be watching all of this. If, God forbid, this goes way late into the night, Frank will be the first voice on it tomorrow morning. But, Frank, it's good to have you. I think this is your first time to be with us on the weekend broadcast. Welcome back to the Kevin McCullough microphone.
Oh, Kevin, thank you for having me. I've been listening. You're doing a great job. That's what they call me, second choice Frank. Whenever Steve Dace is not available, I am there to ready and willing to suffer. His wife called me. She said, if Steve can't make dinner tomorrow, can I come out to Iowa and make dinner? So happy to be here. You're doing a great job.
And there's a couple of reasons why we chose you first. We could have just gone to Marjorie, but because you have to get up at 1:30 this tomorrow morning, I thought, well, let's move Frank up an hour, and he gets another hour of sleep. So
I appreciate the consideration. This is wild stuff, Kevin. You know, as much as I enjoy you as a commentator, as an analyst, as somebody that's as tough as anybody to debate with, as somebody that's very articulate on conservative causes and as an observer of the human condition, one of the areas where I think you're actually a bit underrated by people, even by your fans, is your ability as a political president 2 years before anybody, even knew who Obama was.
Oh.
And you have been saying, and I've been listening consistently, both on your local shows in New York and on this program, you've been saying pretty consistently, Cruz in Iowa, Trump in New Hampshire, and then whoever wins in South Carolina is going to be the nominee. I have to tell you, it's looking more and more like that. This is going to be yet another presidential election cycle that you've correctly predicted, because we are, I think, on a bullet train to a Trump nomination.
It's going to be hard to stop it, and that's going to be what the Cruz forces and the Rubio forces have to try to figure out on some level. But let's before we jump to the Republicans, Frank, we had a relationship with the mayor of Las Vegas, and you've got some roots in Nevada, not because you ever lived there or anything, but just because you're an astute student of politics.
I'm a student of gambling, yes.
Well, I wasn't
a lot at the craps table, yes.
And I didn't use the word degenerate, so there's not any there's no ill will here. But when you saw what happened a little bit earlier today in Nevada with the Bernie not really setting fire to Nevada, what were your thoughts in terms of how the Democrats are shaping up as of tonight?
I was a little surprised. Everyone has called this race in the last week or two as being very close, statistically tied in all the polling. I did think momentum was with Bernie Sanders. I did think he was going to pull out a win tonight or today. I think this is a huge, huge win for Hillary because she wins in South Carolina now, it's tough to see where Bernie can really break through. I mean, had he won tonight, and he would have had another surge in fundraising, another avalanche of positive media coverage in both the conservative media, the liberal media, and the so-called objective media. And he would have had really still an outside chance, but a chance at getting the nomination. It's difficult for me to see at this point how he crafts any sort of a pathway to the nomination. But, hey, hats off to the Clinton folks. They relied on the strength of the Latino vote in order to win in Nevada. Both sides were well organized, but based on everything that I've heard today, the Clinton folks had a little bit better of a ground game.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. In fact, Bernie really surprised with his performance in the Latino community, but it was the black community that for Hillary Clinton, and they're only like 15% in Nevada, but that the margin that she got there, 76-23 or something like that, was really, really significant because it was about that specific number of votes that she beat him at. You look at the Nevada state map, and it was very even other than that. So she really knew her game. Now it shifts to South Carolina, where the black vote will be in the 40%, maybe higher than that in the Democratic primary. And you got to think that it's going to be a big, big whopping advantage for her next weekend.
No question. Hillary is certainly trying to position herself as America's third black president. And the black community seems to have no problem with that. So we'll see where it goes from here. But it's certainly all the drama at this point seems to be much more on the Republican side.
Yeah. Well, not only that, I think voter energy is also helping the Republicans right now, because what you're seeing is in the state after state where this is going on, and as exciting as Bernie has been for the Democrats, they're not seeing, you know, tens of thousands of new absentee ballots being requested and all the rest. It's so far in all three of the Republican races, Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina tonight, you've seen record numbers of new people getting to the polls. And as energized as, you know, you can have the other race be, people are always going to say it's about turnout of new voters, and it looks like the Republicans are on the road to just wiping out every state record they've had so far.
Yeah, and on the Democratic side, the thing that's important to keep in mind, even had Sanders won tonight and pulled out somehow an upset win in South Carolina, Hillary just has such a tremendous advantage going into the convention because of these superdelegates that the Democrats use.
Now, what do you think of the superdelegate system, the way the Democrats use it?
Well, I think it's about as undemocratic as can be. I mean, it's clear to me that they wanted to, they want the establishment, which in this place is very much behind Hillary, picking the Democratic nominee, irrespective of what the rank-and-file voters want. I mean, I think it's so telling to Democratic voters that the party has very little interest in actually hearing and their view of who the nominee should be. Republican folks do stuff like this.
No, they don't. I mean, there are some superdelegates, but they are very, very minimal in terms of the influence. I think South Carolina awards three, you know, when they have 50 that come out of the state. New Hampshire awarded so many that Hillary, after getting shellacked by 22 points, came out with as many delegates from New Hampshire as Bernie Sanders did. I mean, if there was ever a time when somebody like a Bernie Sanders, who's always yelling that the game is rigged, ever should have been yelled at, that was the night it should have been yelled.
Yeah, no, you said it. I think that's what you're going to see again and again. I think Sanders, certainly I think he'll win in Vermont and maybe some of the other New England states, but I don't see any path for the nomination for him.
Yeah.
Again, I'd love to see it happen, but I objectively I have a difficult time seeing it at this point.
Well,
but the one thing he can do, he has the money to stay in the race, probably until the convention. He, by continuing to debate Hillary and force her to take left-wing position, she is going to hurt herself in the general by trying to out Bernie. I mean, she's gone from...
Yeah, I think at some point the Clintons just pay him to go away. That's just how I think it happens. Whether it does or not, I don't know. But I think they're going to recognize that that's going to hurt her long-term. Hey, Frank, we're up against the clock. You've got to get to bed because you got to be on the air at 4 a.m. for our listeners in New York City. Never miss Murano in the morning on Sundays, 4 to 8 on AM 970. The Answer. Frank, thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Kevin. Enjoy the evening. Great show.
Coming right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So glad you're with us on election night 2016 for the South Carolina primary and the Nevada caucuses. Kevin McCullough from New York at the Decision 2016 desk. We've got an array of experts yet to join us tonight. Alicia Krauss will be joining us from the West Coast. Salem Media, Los Angeles, is where she is stationed. We just heard from Frank Morano here in New York. And also Steve Dace of Iowa, nationally syndicated, but also someone that is connected to the Cruz campaign. Cruz is right now locked in a sudden-death battle with Marco Rubio trying to pound it out for second place, and he is trailing with just minimal amounts of percentages to go. 93% of the vote in, and I believe he is trailing Rubio by a by 0.3 of a percentage point, something along those lines. So we've got a lot of news yet to be made tonight, and we're glad to have you with us. And we are awaiting our next guest, who is someone that I am all too familiar with, because we just about every Thursday are connected via the Fox News channel. In fact, Martha McCallum, who's been anchoring a lot of the coverage for Fox this afternoon, is usually the one that's interviewing us. But I believe we now have the principal of Clifton Consulting on the line with us, Marjorie Clifton. It's Kevin McCullough. Thanks. Welcome back to my microphone. Glad to have you. Marjorie, are you there? All right. Ivan checked the line. Somehow we are not getting Marjorie connected on air. Let's you got to push the right button. We got it. Can she hear me? Marjorie, are you there?
I'm here.
There you go.
I know. I could hear you.
I could hear it click in at the last minute there. And it, who knew? Well, you know, we've got a big lineup coming up tonight, and we're grateful for each of you that are taking the time to be with us. People that watch us on Fox, they know that you and I have a good time disagreeing, but we're actually friends. We get along pretty well. Democrats and Republicans can socialize together.
Absolutely. They can even be married. It's crazy. This is a wild.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody could go that far. Just kidding, though. Hey, listen, Hillary, a big win today. Bigger than I think people may have realized. Did she shut down the Bernie Sanders Express? Is he essentially done in his pursuit for the presidency?
Well, I wouldn't dare speculate about what's to come, but this was absolutely a critical point for her because Nevada was supposed to be a given for her. It was a state that she won back in 2008. And also, what Bernie was trying to prove in Nevada was that, you know, the group that Hillary has had is the audiences of color, Latinos, a lot of the population of the Nevada that needed to, you know, that are going to be the stronghold of her campaign. Because the point she's been trying to make is, look, I can win the map. And Sanders has been also trying to counter that with, you know, I can get the voters that I haven't had or I haven't been able to get beyond just the millennial and the young people that have been so excited about him.
Yeah.
So that's what he's been trying to prove. Well, Nevada was sort of that point for both campaigns. And so Hillary winning it was sort of the I told you so in a way. It was to say, I had all the voters I said I had. I've got the stronghold I've got across the country. And the Sanders, you know, I guess, insurgence that we've seen is not really real. It's not going to play in a national map and hopefully will be the stronghold that she needs going into the other elections in places like South Carolina.
But let me ask you this, because it's a very interesting pairing, Bernie Sanders versus Hillary Clinton, from this perspective. It retries a lot of the theories of the Obama-Clinton election from a little bit of a different standpoint. Obama appealed to young voters in similar percentages that Sanders seems to. And on the trustworthy question, Marjorie, it's just been crazy how lopsided in Iowa, New Hampshire, and Nevada, people by a margin of 70% or 80% say they trust Bernie more, but they think Hillary is the one that can win in the general election. Something is really disconnected there, don't you think?
Well, there's something to the campaigns and this viability of the candidate. You'll see this on both the Republican and the Democratic side.
Yep.
There becomes momentum around who is the candidate that can win, and therefore others follow. You know, everybody wants to be on the winner's side of things when it comes down to it, and that's why this momentum around the media matters so much on both, again, both sides of the aisle. So, you know, the question of winnability, and I think, you know, in terms of history, Sanders is a different candidate. You know, yes, you're seeing similar trends in terms of polling and you know, again.
Maybe just in the youth area, because certainly Obama carried far more of the traditional Democratic swath as well. But there is an energy that he gets from that kind of new swath of voters that have never voted before, the new guys in the election.
Right.
Marjorie, we're up against a break. Can you stay with me one more segment? We just got to go through this break and come right back. We're speaking with Marjorie Marjorie Clifton of Clifton Consulting, Democratic strategist and advisor to the Obama campaign in the 2008 and 12 campaigns. And we continue from New York next. Don't go away.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Indeed, the screaming you hear now from across the Potomac is the Washington cartel in full terror that the conservative grassroots.
All right, that's Ted Cruz just moments ago saying that to the gathered faithful in the Trust Ted campaign gathering. They are, of course, still battling for that last tenth of a percent. It's 99% in South Carolina. Well, they don't know who finished second between Rubio and Cruz, but Donald Trump named the winner a couple of hours ago. Marjorie Clifton of Clifton Consulting is with us on the broadcast tonight, and Marjorie and I regularly, I would say more regularly than I do with anyone else, get to debate these things on Fox News Channel. No doubt we will be paired in that very same capacity very soon. Marjorie, we talked about the Democratic race. I know that you got paid to advise Obama and that you're a Democratic pundit, but I am interested in your thoughts about a man named Donald Trump. Now, if you look at historical perspectives, nobody's never not won the nomination after they've won two of the first three races. Is he the effective nominee for the Republican Party?
Well, I mean, I think everything about Donald Trump and this current election has defied history, has defied polls, has defied pundits, as you and I both know. I mean, everything that has been said has been proven different than what we thought. And so, and even, you know, the institutional Republican pollsters and candidate supporters have also said this is not looking like anything we've ever seen before. And that's, I think, part of his appeal, frankly, is that he is the anti-establishment. He looks nothing like, he does not follow any of the rules. And I think the question is, if he does make it, you know, as the Republican candidate, will his lack of policy bearing and substance, candidly, behind his assertions around these different policy issues have play with the general public? So,
Marjorie, one of the things that stood out to me tonight is that the exit polling indicated that Republican voters who voted for him today believe he is the least likely of the Republican field to win in November. They also feel like he is the least likely of one to share their values, and he's the least likely to, there was one other category, I'm forgetting it now, but in those areas, those are all huge, huge general election indicators, and for some reason, the primary voters are saying, nah, that doesn't matter. We're casting a vote for him because of how angry that we are at government, and this is our absolute opportunity to express that.
Well, and I think it'll be interesting to look at voter turnout numbers when it comes to the general election, because who shows up for primaries, caucuses, and weighs in on polls at this stage in the game are sort of different in terms of their political engagement. So the question will be, is it vitriol that is bringing out a lot of the, especially when it comes to the Republican side of the camp, that's bringing a lot of these voters out to sort of make a statement about how against they are the establishment and, you know, our traditional candidates? And then in the general election, will people stay home, or will more of the same voters show up again to vote? But that's a really, I mean, it's a strange thing. It's such a different kind of election than we've seen in all of history. And, you know, before we were sort of talking about on the Democratic side, what's the difference versus, you know, past elections in 2008 and other with Obama and Hillary. And the one point I want to make about that is that millennials are presenting a very different landscape, but you know, the audiences of color are going to be, are also voting very differently than just sort of your white millennial. And the largest growing audience of voters is millennial Latinos. And that's going to continue to be an upward trend. So who wins those Latino voters on both sides of the aisle is also going to be critical, which is why looking at Cruz and Rubio is a very interesting battle, because that second place piece, what Trump wants more than anything is to see the second, to see the Republican voters divided on who the alternative candidate is
to him.
And so that
split
between Cruz and Rubio is really important in terms of what happens in future.
No doubt about it, because you add up their total tonight. If they were the composite candidate, they would have squashed him. It would have been 50-something to 30-something.
Right.
And to be honest, if you look at Cruz voters, Rubio probably is a second choice for more than 50% of them. And the same thing going the other direction. I mean, those two share so much in common, even though they've had some real legitimate tiffs here in the last few weeks. You look at the overall arc of their careers. Tea Party guys came in. They were the anti-establishment guys when they came into the Senate. Only served one term, kind of like the Obama thing. You know, I'm in Washington, but I'm not here forever. And now they're being pitted by the Trump supporters and the Team Trump as the insiders. It's right. Really an astounding thing to consider.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is going to, you know, set a new precedent for how elections look. And again, it's a question of whether this is going to cause a shakeup, I think, on the Republican side of the fence, because, you know, most of the, quote, establishment voters were behind Jeb, who's now, you know, suspended his campaign and stepped aside. And will all of that infuse into the Rubio campaign? Does that actually amount to anything?
Yeah.
And maybe that's what voters are trying to prove, is that, you know, sort of the old school and traditional way of doing things, frankly, by either party. I mean, the energy you're seeing in the Sanders campaign is also kind of that anti-establishment.
Yeah. It's all new stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's people that never, well, I've taken Trump callers for the last 2 weeks on air almost every day, and more, I would say more than 50% of them are people that have not voted before, and they may be older. They may be in their 30s, 40s, and have never participated in an election. So there's something that he's doing that's pulling people out of the shadows, literally, to get involved in this election. And when you looked at some of the exit polling stuff out of the Republican race tonight, it was just insane stuff. Like, in favor of the complete ban of Muslims. It was an overwhelming, 44% plurality of people that wanted to do that voted for Trump. Everything that Trump's talked about, they honestly believe that he's going to deliver on. I happen to be a Republican who's pessimistic about that. I don't think we're going to get everything that Trump has pledged. But it'll be very interesting to see. And if Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton is the matchup in the fall, I think Matt Drudge nailed it tonight. Epic, violent, fun. It's going to be.
Crass fun, but it's interesting fun. But you know, this is also a trend we're seeing in terms of civic engagement and civic understanding. I mean, you're looking at all the universities across the country, and the lack of understanding of policy and implications and, you know, global impacts and that kind of thing is so important that people understand, because you look at.
Marjorie, on that note, I got to let you go, but I'm so appreciative of your night tonight. Have a great night.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-1. For a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and...
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Live from New York, if you're watching on Biz Television, that's the live shot of New York City tonight. Very beautiful spring day, even though it's February. But we're continuing with our Decision 2016 coverage tonight, and so honored to have my next guest with me. She's with me every Friday on my local afternoon drive broadcast on AM 970 The Answer here in New York. But tonight, talking to her to the nation, she's also co-hosted here in this very studio, Kaylee McEnany. Welcome back to the Kevin McCullough microphone.
Thanks so much, Kevin. Happy to join you.
Now, you spent all week in South Carolina. Donald Trump did not have the formidable lead that everybody thought that he had, but he had enough to win, and it looks like Rubio and Cruz are the solid others now. Your takeaways from South Carolina tonight?
Yeah, they are the solid others, and I mean, I think it's a huge victory for Trump, and, you know, I am a Trump supporter, so just to get that out in the
sure.
open from the
full
get-go.
Disclosure.
Full disclosure, exactly. You know, he had a double-digit lead, and to me what was so impressive about this, you know, just from an analyst perspective and not necessarily a supporter one, is that he was able to win New Hampshire, which is a Democrat-leaning constituency, an independent constituency, and he was able to win an evangelical state like South Carolina. So it just speaks to his versatility. But more than that, I think, Kevin, is an exit poll that I saw that showed 67% of voters who were angry with the federal government voted for Cruz and for Trump. And I think that that's astounding because it just shows that this isn't necessarily a litmus test conservative election. It's who is more of an outsider one.
Yeah.
Rubio kind of has found his way into that mold, but he still strikes me, you know, as the establishment insider guy. And Cruz and Trump, you know, together are commanding this outsider vote, which I think is really impressive and speaks to what's happening in America right now.
What happens next? They go to Nevada and then Super Tuesday. Super Tuesday is really ideally built for Cruz, and from what I understand, he's put organizations in these states a year ago or longer. What do you expect to be the unfolding in the next couple of weeks?
I definitely think Cruz will do well in Super Tuesday. There's no doubt about it. You know, those states are very friendly to him, and what's really the big question with Super Tuesday is what is Rubio going to do? Because not to get too much in the weeds here, but a lot of these states have something called thresholds, which
right.
means if you don't get 20% of the vote, then you don't get any delegates. So someone like Rubio really has to strategize because does he want to put resources into Texas and Tennessee and Georgia, states that aren't necessarily going to break for him, and if he doesn't hit 20%, he walks away with nothing? Or, you know, does he then go to some of the more, you know, left-leaning kind of establishment states like Massachusetts and really invest time and resources into some of these states? So, you know, I think he's really the big question mark. I think Cruz has a great infrastructure. He'll do well Super Tuesday. Donald Trump will do well. But Rubio really is the question mark.
Yeah. Bush is out. Who does that help most now going forward?
You know, you would think Rubio, but, you know, Kasich, there's a lot of Jeb voters who are also, you know, very amenable to someone like Kasich. So we might see Kasich be emboldened to the point where, you know, it might bring Rubio down a little because if Kasich is in a double-digit situation rather than a single-digit one, then it's the establishment lane is still...
Now Rubio's contesting in a one-on-one for the establishment lane instead of contesting for the one-on-one in the other lane opposite mm-hmm. Donald. That helps Cruz big time. Kaylee, I know you got to run off. We have a very short segment here. Thank you for making time with us, and thanks for being part of the broadcast.
Thanks so much for having me, Kevin.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Netanyahu.